花了时间一点一点的给我启示。
I guess probably because he thinks he knows that we may be overwhelmed.
有可能他担心我被吃而压倒。
But over time, bit by bit,
那过了时间一点一点的
I began to understand the deeper message, the deeper implication of the message.
我就开始理解这信息更深的意思。
Of the two glorious, golden, mighty wedding rings in the sky.
有关这天空中两个会荣耀的荣耀强大的婚两个黄金婚戒
in the sky that was open
是打开着的天空
the Lord was saying this
主说的就是
the wedding ring
婚戒
that every time
每一次
before we go to scripture
我们去到圣经之前
say this before we go to scripture
我们去到圣经之前我首先让我说这一点
Every time the Lord speaks,
每一次主说话
you must find it in the Bible.
你必须在圣经当中要找到。
In fact, the Bible becomes our common denominator, our point of reference.
因为圣经成为我们共同的一个基础，我们共同的语言。
When God has spoken,
当神说话的时候
When Jehovah has spoken,
当耶和华说话时
The second most important thing,
第二个最重要的是
is that every time there's going to be a wedding,
那有婚礼
there has to be wedding ring.
那必须要有个婚戒。
That's the message that was now resonating from that vision.
这个意象现在相车的信息就是这样的。
Again,
再来。
But every time there is going to be a wedding,
每一次有结婚的时候
Has to be wedding ring.
那要有婚戒
One
婚戒
for the bride,
一个为了新娘
and the other for the bridegroom,
一个是为了新郎
And that every time
每一次
the wedding ring
婚戒
for the anticipated wedding
为了等待的这个结婚
are ready again
准备好了
and that Every time the wedding rings are ready,
这个婚戒做好准备了
then it means
这意味着
that the preparations for that wedding have been finalized.
这婚礼的预备都结束了
So right away you begin to understand.
那你就开始理解了
The message the Lord is conveying to the church.
主赐给教会的信息
It's a message that has to do with quality. And time.
这是有关诚意跟时间的信息。
The next thing that the Lord is bringing out from that mega vision.
从这个巨大的意象当中主带出来的第二个意思就是
is the fact that he took time.
他花了时间。
He literally took time in that vision.
在那个意象当中，主确实是花了时间
to flip, to tilt, and flip and tilt the
来翻转、翻转、倾斜、翻转、倾斜
wedding ring
那个婚戒
as in look how much I have accomplished.
看了我多么。
Look how much I have achieved.
看了我花费了多大的这个诚意，花费了多大的细工来完成了。
Towards the wedding.
为了准备这个婚宴。
Look.
看了。
How much time. I have put in.
多么多的时间我放上去。
To prepare for that mighty day.
来要预备那强大的一天。
Look
看哪
how much effort
多么多的努力
are put into design
多
Look how much
花来要设计
I am occupied
看哪我多么被占领
with that wedding
因为这个婚宴
Look how much I am consumed
看哪我多么被耗尽
about that wedding
为了预备这个婚宴，
that wedding,
为了这个婚宴婚礼。
Look,
看哪，
how much precious resources,
多么珍贵的资源，
or resource,
资源我都投资
towards that wedding,
来要预备这婚宴。
I have spent,
我花了为这婚宴我花的花费的。
There was such a tremendous message in that vision.
这样的意象有强大的信息。
For today's church.
为赐给现在教会的。
And finally,
最终
the opening of the window in heaven.
天堂的打开的门。
Mighty entrance.
强大的入口。
The darkness that had consumed the earth.And then all of a sudden when the glory comes,
那吞灭掉地球的那黑暗当中突然这荣耀出来。
The light that befell the earth,
那光就降下到地上。
Through the opening of that entrance.
通过那被打开的那入口。
Now listen, Alan.
现在听我一下。
I believe,
我相信。
That if there's any moment of reckoning,Within the church, it is this.
教会最期待的瞬间就是这个。
Because you see clearly that the Lord is speaking as though he's asking questions to the church.
因为主说话好像主现在问教会说。
He's saying, but look, you're my instrument for transformation on the earth.
看哪，教会，你是我的工具，来要改变世上的。
You're the instrument.I will use when the dispensational change has come.
当这个神的时间表改变的时候，你是我来用的工具道具。
For me to act on the earth.
为了我在地上做出我的这个行为。
Even to bring end revival.
甚至带过来这幕后的复兴。
Even to prepare the nation.
来要预备列国的。
But the Lord is asking.
可是主在问。
That if I have invested this much time.
如果我投资了如此多的时间。
To prepare towards the wedding of the Lamb.
来要预备像羔羊的婚宴。婚宴。
Which wedding the church is invited? In which wedding the church is invited?
这个婚宴就是教会受到邀请的。
As the royal bride,
作为一个众城的新娘。
The bride of Christ,
基督的新娘。
So the Lord is essentially using this to ask.
因此主借此来问这个问题。
Look,
看哪。
I have put in so much effort.
我投资了这么大的努力。
And time.
可时间。
I have been occupied with this.
我为此被占领。
Consumed with this.
为此被耗尽。
Are you equally occupied with this?
你也同等的为此而被占领吗？
Are you also putting in so much time?
你也同样的投资那么大的时间。
Prepare for the day.Of the wedding feast of the Lamb.
来要预备神羔羊的婚宴吗？
The Bible brings it out so beautifully.
圣经非常美丽的描述。
That entire vision in the book is in the book of Revelation.
其实这整个意象都在启示录的十九章。后来我才发现。
The final details of that conversation.
那非常的细节。启示录十九章，看一下主怎么说。
About the wedding of the Lamb.
有关神羔羊的婚宴。
He says, from verse 6 on,
第六节。
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like loud.
我听见好像群中的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音。
The roar of rushing waters.
在这提到了三样：群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音。
And loud peals of thunder and shouting.
说
you see that? Saying, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. 因为主我们的神全能者做王了。看一下，这是非常强大，因为那有强大的喜悦、喜乐、喜乐、庆祝、祝贺，现在吞灭了天堂。这是他说的话，他们说哈利路亚，因为主我们的神全能者作王了。他们为什么这么说呢？
He says in verse 7,
第七节
verse 7 he says,
第七节他说
Let us rejoice,
我们要欢喜快乐
and give him glory,
将荣耀归给他。
Three things again,
在这个三样东西，欢喜，
he says, Let us rejoice,
让我们欢喜，
Let us be glad,
快乐，
and let us give him glory,
将荣耀归给他。 为什么？
For
因为
Of the lamb has come.
羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
And his bride has made herself ready.
新妇也自己预备好了。
Fine linen, bright and clean.
就蒙恩的穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Was given her to wear.And then he finishes by saying, "Fine linen."
这细麻衣就是
the righteous acts of the saints.
圣徒所行的义，就是教会的义。
Finally, he finishes by saying,
最终
then the angel said to me,
结束的时候说，天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
The gist of the message to your viewership.
我要赐给你们阿伦牧师，给你也给你们的羊群这个信息。
If you look at that tremendous vision of November 1,
如果你看到十月一号这强大的意象，
when God Almighty boldly presented to me the two wedding rings,
当神大方的显示出来这两个婚戒。
In other words, speaking to me about the wedding of the lamb.
换言之跟我说了羔羊的婚宴。
The wedding is ready.
婚宴准备好了。
In there is a lot of tremendous message that would really help the church today as she is.
那里头有很大的信息能够帮助现今教会的。
Number one, the Lord is using that to emphasize the church.
第一，给教会要强调一下。
That The true Christian calling,
真正的对基督徒的护照
is what he himself already has done.
其实他已经做好了。
He had taken his time ever since Christ was taken up on high.
记得耶稣基督被升天，被提走到高处。
After his resurrection,
他复活之后。
The Lord Jehovah,
主耶和华
has taken all his time since then,
从那个时候起，主耶和华
to prepare for the wedding of the Lamb,
就开始了审羔羊的婚宴。
And so the true Christian calling,
因此真正的对基督徒的呼召
is for the pastors and all the servants of the Lord,
对着牧师并且神所有的仆人
to now embrace the scripture in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 16.
今天要拥抱的信息就是《以弗所书》四章十一到十六节
which says that it is he who
以弗所书四章十一
called them, some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, with one purpose, to build up the body of Christ, for the unity of faith, to be mature, to build up the body to full stature.
所 他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
That the body of Christ may reach the full stature of Christ.
这样一来，基督的教会能够长到耶稣长成的分量。
See in this vision.
这就是我在这个异象当中看到的内容。
That's coming out of this vision.
这个异象给你们的信息就是这一点。
The destiny of the church.
教会的目的地。
The eternal destiny of the church.
教会最终的目的
should have been the central theme of her Christianity.
应该要成为基督信仰的核心
The driving force for her salvation.
她救赎的动力
And it would be very pathetic for the church to miss her.
这最终的抵达地才是救赎的，才是成为这个他救赎的动力。现在的悲剧就是教会失去了最终的目的地的盼望。那现在这个场面你们看到的这个是什么呢？就是2013年先知在他的聚会当中邀请到了当时的总理，就是到如今仍然是这个总统，就是肯亚的总统啊。我们几天这九号他们经过了这个大选，谁会被选为这个总统我们还不知道，反正这个人就是现任的总统，当时开始已经总统的。当时这个人跟着先知祷告了这个迎接主耶稣基督的这个宣布。我感谢主让我成为他们的这个总统，他的内容就是我把这个百姓要归向主的国度。你把这个时间把我当作他们的领导，我把他们转向归给你，真正的通过真正的悔改，为了医治这个国家，因为好让你带过来雨水，打败我们的仇敌，停止互相残杀，好让我在和平当中，要除去我们流血的事件，以耶稣的圣名来，我重生了。这是2013年，当时的总统肯亚的总统参加他的聚会，跟着先知做迎接祷告的瞬间。其实肯亚施工会悔改圣洁施工会的人员数不胜数，在肯亚几乎肯亚人口4500万的肯亚人口的一半以上是属于这个悔改圣洁施工会的。这样一来，肯亚国家本身无法忽略掉，就是无法就是他们每次这个大选的时候，就是因为他们总是
in the vision.
为什么呢？因为我自己在异想当中
I was shocked.
非常的受惊。
I'm very, very stunned.
非常的震惊。
I said, because he made me know that one wedding ring is for the church.
因为主让我知道一个婚戒是为教会的。
And the other is for Christ.
另一只是为基督的。
But I asked,
可是我问了，在异想中我问了我自己。
How can Christ Jesus the Messiah?
怎么可能耶稣基督弥赛亚
Same type of wedding ring as the church.
戴上同样就是跟教会一样的，会戴上同样的戒指呢？跟教会一样的。
Because the two wedding rings were very identical.
因为两座婚戒是一模一样。
Now is when I understood.
然后明白了。
Later is when I understood.
后来我才明白。
That the servants were meant, were called to build up the body of Christ.
被呼召的神的百姓来建立基督身体的。
To reach the full height of Christ.
要达到耶稣长成的分量。
The full stature of Christ is a spiritual stature.
就是耶稣长成的完全的分量，就属灵的分量。
It's not a physical stature. You see the church running around with right now.
这不是属肉的分量，你现在看到的教会都忙着去追求的。
It is a stature of righteousness.
这是公义的分量。
A stature of holiness.
这是圣洁的分量。
And that's what you see.
这就是为什么你们看到了。
In the way the Bible celebrates the wedding of the Lamb.
就是圣经在那儿描述的他们庆祝祝贺羔羊的婚宴。
The scripture I have just read.
我们刚读的经文。
It is as though.
好像。
The entire heaven.
整个天堂。
And the earth.
和地上的一切。
The entire heavenly hosts.
整个天使。
Come to a stop.
都停止下来。
When the day of the wedding of the Lamb arrives,
停下来，当这个强大的一天，神羔羊的婚宴的这一天来到的时候。
Because he says,
因为他说
a tremendous jubilation,
强大的欢乐
，felicitation,
喜乐
，celebration,
祝贺
，and what you call joy unspeakable,
无法形容的庆祝
takes over heaven.
占领了天堂
and they begin to shout,
他们开始高喊
shout saying,
说
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah
for our Lord God Almighty,
我们主神全能者作王了
It is as though that is the day,
这一天就是
the day of the wedding of the Lamb,
神羔羊的婚宴 日子
is the day that puts the signature,
就是一个签字的
Put the final signature,
做最后的一个签字仪式
or the final rubber stamp,
最终盖章的
or the reign of God,
有关神的统治
Why would that be written in the Bible?
为什么这样的方式来读圣经
Why would that be so?
为什么是这样的
Because
因为
The Lord saw it way in advance.
主已经提前都看到了。He
saw that Christ Jesus,
耶稣基督
the Son of the Living God,
活着神的永生神的儿子，唯一的独生子
，would be sent to the cross,
被送到十字架
，to purchase and redeem mankind,
为人类要付好代价。
But
可是。
He is omnipresent, omnipotent, Jehovah.
因为耶和华他是无所不能、无所不在的。
He also saw the future of the church.
他已经看到了教会的未来。
Even as the church began as a glorious church,
教会刚开始的时候呢，做一个荣耀的教会开启的。
A tremendous church in which there was a lot of work in Thessaloniki.
强大的教会就是那帖撒罗尼迦教会所发生的事情一样。那起初的教会，原始的教会，那使徒门徒在的时候
，They are preaching the way it was so centered around the blood and the cross.
他们的传讲非常的以耶稣十字架宝血为中心。
The testimony, the endless testimony of the
他们的见证，持续不断的见证
，cross
有关十字架的。
But you also saw.
可是他也看到了
that there was going to be a fall.
那有个堕落
in the days prior to the final gathering.
就是接近那最后聚集的这个时候
the rapture,
被提
the coming of the Messiah.
就是弥赛亚的来临之前的这个时候。
That is what causes the heavenly host to celebrate in that order.
这是为什么让天上的一切如此的庆祝欢乐。
Because
因为
a new time would come.
他都知道了这个时间来到。
When the works of the cross would be put to shame.
当十字架的功会受到羞耻的。
Like it is today.
正如现在一样。
When people would come from the world.
当人们从世上而来。
Walk into the church.
走进教会
having received Christ,
接受基督
and recycle back to sin,
再回到最终
in other words, the world,
换言之回到世界
this time around is the church.
就是这样的事情发生在教会
The Lord knew that this day and age we're living in,
主早就知道我们活着的这一代
in which Christian churches are shutting downIn their largest numbers,
大多数的 教会都关上门来。
In big cities, that this day would arrive.
很大的城市里的大教会，这个时代会来临。
When entrepreneurs are now able to buy churches and convert into bars.
现在企业家能够买下来这些教堂来改造，进行改造成为酒吧。
They knew that that most horrific hour of shame,
这最可怕的羞耻的时代
would dawn on the church.
就是主耶稣就在十字架所做的工。
When the works of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的事工
the Redeemer,
拯救者
on the cross,
在十字架上所做的
would be put to shame.
受到羞辱羞耻的时代。
It is as though the devil, the adversary, is laughing at the church.
好像撒旦仇敌嗤笑啊，十字架一样。
It is as though today the adversary is asking the church, "Then what was Calvary for?"
好像仇敌向教会嗤笑着问说，十字架有什么用
？If in the world you are in sin,
世界里头你们在最终。
And when you purportedly receive Christ and enter the sanctuary of the Lord,
然后你就有意识的就到教会来接受了主。
You are still unbelievers in sin.
可是你仍然在最终。
Then what was the use for the cross?
那十字架有什么用？
It's as though the adversary is asking this question.
好像仇敌在问这个问题。
Advancing into the church.
要提给教会的问题。
Jehovah knew that that hour would arrive.
耶和华知道了这个时间的来临。
Nothing takes him by surprise.
对他来说，没有任何事情是惊讶的。
He knew that the days when the false prophets would be marauding the church.
他早就知道了假先知这个充满在教会中活动。
Moving around the church, preaching the gospel of money.
传讲金钱的福音。
If you want more blessing from Jehovah.Put more money here.
如果你愿意受到更多的祝福从耶和华那儿，那你更多的奉献在这里。
And be blessed.
然后受祝福。
So a big seed.
撒很大的种子。
So that you may finally be healed.
这样最终你得医治。
He knew that the dispensation of a commercialized gospel.
他知道了这个把福音商业化处理的时代。
Preachers will come on TV.
当传道人出现在电视台里节目里
and say, "I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 53."
说我要读以赛亚书53:7.
But 7, and that means you should send me a check of $53.70.
这意味着现在收听的要付出53.7美元的意思。
To get the blessing of what I'm preaching.
为了得着我传出去的这个祝福。
Knew that that hour of shame was coming.
神知道如此羞辱的羞耻的时间来临。
And so, in that hour of shame,
在这羞辱的时间时代
，when there is a lot of talk of sin in the church,
教会里头蔓延的罪
，compromise living in the church,
教会里头妥协的生活。
Jehovah knew too at that hour would make the world appear as though the reign of God is not being felt.
主耶和华已经早就知道了这个时代，就是不再纪念主统治的这个时代会来临。
But on the day of the wedding of the Lamb of God,
可是神羔羊婚宴的日子。
That is the day when indeed the scripture in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
这就是来应验创世纪一章二十六节的日子。
Becomes fulfilled. And that's why you see such a celebration here.
这是为什么你看到如此强大的庆祝发生。
Because Genesis 1:26 is the blueprint of the creation of man.
因为创世纪一章的二十六节就是造人的蓝图。
The real architectural plan, the spiritual architectural plan,
就是造人属灵的一个设计图。
Of man's creation,
有关人的创造。
Because it says,
因为神说，
God said,
神说了，
Let us make man,
让我们造人，
in our image and likeness,
按照我们的这个样子，我们的形象。
And if we know that the image of God,
我们都知道神的形象
is Eternal,
是永恒的。
The image of God,
神的形象
is righteous,
是公义的。
The image of God,
神的形象全能者的
is holy,
是圣洁。
Absolutely holy,
绝对的圣洁。
The image of God,
神的形象
is imperishable,
是不朽坏的。
That image of God,
这神的形象
is immortal,
是不死的。
现在 look at the countenance of the church,
当你看到教会,
what she's presenting,
教会的面貌它表达出来的
基督 教会
我走过整个世界的我们的事工是面对全球的
the church is wearing
教会现在穿的衣服是死的
the church is wearing a perishable image,
朽坏的形象难怪他们传讲的信息就是朽坏的信息因为圣经说
that it is only the righteousness of the Lord,
只有主的义人主的公义
that constitutes the fine linen, right and clean,
只有主的公义来组成那光亮洁白的西马衣
that the rapture church wears,
就是教被提的教会要穿上的
eternity,
进入到永恒的
and so thisAbsence of righteousness in the church today.
因此，现在教会缺乏的这公义，神的公义
and holiness
和圣洁
can only bespeak mortality.
那现在教会只能说到那朽坏的、腐烂的
perishability
会死的信息
can only bespeak how temporary her life is.
只能说出他自己短暂的生命。
So.In that tremendous vision of November 1,
因此十月一号那强大的意象中
the vision of the wedding ring,
婚戒的意象
the Lord was essentially sending me to the church,
主其实派遣我到教会
来
告诉教会说
that look,
看哪
when the day of the wedding of the Lamb comes,
当神羔羊婚宴的日子来临
there will be an unstoppable and an unstoppable,
那有无法停止下来的不可能这个拦阻的庆祝发生
a celebration that cannot be stopped,
这个祝贺无法停止是因为教会
穿上了
神的公义
the church that
教会
chooses today,
现在被拣选的
to holiness,
要归向圣洁的
and how do you go back to holiness?
你怎么能归向圣洁回到圣洁
the only way to go back to holiness,
能够回到圣洁的唯一道路
is to returnThe gospel of the blood and the cross at Calvary.
是你回到耶稣十字架宝血的福音中去。
And that church,
这个教会
That church
这个教会
will have essentially defeated them.
是其实
you see,
本质上打败死亡的教会。这是为什么很大的庆祝发生在天堂那儿。
When the day of the wedding of the Lamb arrives,
当神羔羊的婚宴的日子来临的时候。
That's why a huge felicitation overtakes events in heaven.
这是为什么那巨大的喜乐占领了整个天堂。
Because
因为
that is the day,
这就是
when the adversary that seems to have held on at a stronghold of the church will have been defeated by.
看来一直掐住教会的那仇敌的一切。
And that church that chooses holiness,
最终被打败，因为这个教会选择了圣洁。
Because
因为
the wages of sin is death,
罪的代价是死亡。
And by defeating death on the day of rapture,
可是那背弃的那一天打败了死亡。
The church will have essentially defeated sin.
其实教会是打败的是罪。
So Pastor Alan,
因此阿拉牧师正如我所说的
the central message that the Lord has sent me with to the church,
核心的信息主愿意我传给教会的
is that the church needs to prepare.
教会有必要预备，要紧迫的要预备，为了弥赛亚的来临。
Now,
现在
that is a message that overrides all the other messages.
这就是能够压倒所有的一切其他信息的信息。
That the church has received in the recent past.
现在教会要接受的。
Because we are very much aware that the destiny of the church.
因为我们知道教会的目的地。
The eternal destiny of the church.
最终永恒的目的。
Should have been the central theme of her Christianity.
应该要成为她基督信仰的中心话题。
The driving force for her salvation.
应该成为她救赎的基本动力。
And it would be very pathetic for the church to miss her spiritual destiny.
可是失去错过去他属灵的最终目的地，这对教会是非常很大的悲剧。
Which is heaven.
就是天堂。
Now,
现在
put it another way, having highlighted sin in the church, then we
我为什么强调了教会中的罪？
See very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。
That the Lord is again exalting the church.
主再度的要高举教会。
He's appraising the church on the need to embrace repentance.
来去拥抱悔改。
In fact, if you look at the act that took place on the cross at Calvary,
因为如果你看到发生在加略山十字架的事情，
that was the biggest act of repentance.
这是悔改最大的行为。
The blood of Jesus is repentance.
耶稣的宝血是悔改。
Without which we cannot enter the kingdom of God.
没有这样，我们无法进入天堂。
And so, repentance shouldn't be an alien gospel to the church.
悔改不应该是成为教会陌生的福音。
It should be the main agenda of church.
应该要成为教会最重要的议程。
The turning away from sin,
离开罪恶，
and crossing over to the kingdom of God Almighty,
要进入神全能者的国度。
Now, just to emphasize and re-emphasize this message of repentance that the Lord has put me on the road with.
主赐给我的这个信息，这悔改的信息，我再度的要强调这悔改的信息。
Has put me on the trail with.I want to share the final finishing conversation for this segment.
我要跟你们分享这最后的一段。
Why? Because I myself.
这就是第六步了。第六步，第六步呢？我们下次再继续。